yeah.
Welcome,
yeah,
Coach Fanta, conditions and inanimate carbon rods, Italian amp with hashtag...
Too gross footy alley.
Woohoo!
We're back. We made it back for another... Oh. For another episode.
Oh, and wasn't it worth it?
It was worth it.
Sun was shining, the bees were having sex with birds, for all I know. That's what year 8 taught me at school anyway. By the way, Ant, what was that? What was that all about?
Oh, Ali, I'm just getting in my yoga pose.
Meditating some anger, are we?
Oh, got to get the Zen. Bring the Zen back in.
Oh.
Hashtag two crows footy alley.
Hashtag it out.
Well, where do we start?
Oh, well, we could start with it was the worst of times, it was the worst of times, it was the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
Whew.
How are you feeling, Crows fans? Ant's going back meditating just to bring the blood pressure down just a little bit after that effort.
How are we feeling? How are we feeling?
Okay, I've actually got something that describes it perfectly.
Yeah,
for the whole four quarters, Crows fans, I'm interested here. It's got, at our best, we are unbeatable.
Oh, 100%.
At our worst, we are unwatchable.
Yeah.
Would that be fair?
Two tails, absolutely. Yeah.
Two tails. It'd be like a dog with two tails.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how happy we were in the third quarter. No, that's your happy. Happy meditation. Happy meditation. Oh, okay. Let's crack into this. Let's dissect this like a frog at school.
Well, it's still fresh, Ali. I have to admit, it's still fresh.
Scab's got a heel? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I've still got the band-aid on.
Okay, so let's face it. Young Ranks had a 50th to forget, didn't he? Not him himself, just the team in general.
I think... Once again, he's a product of what's going...
Yeah, not quite the homecoming
you around,
imagined.
Yeah.
Not the homecoming I imagined for him either, to be honest.
No,
I agree. Okay, Ant, do you want to tackle the first leg of
I'll
this
I'll tackle it.
Race?
Well, I think throughout the game I was indeed questioning the game style quite a few times.
Really?
I?
You were quite vocal in this.
Yeah, I was.
I was sitting in front of you, trust me. I was. Still ringing like a bell.
Look. Can't be anything like the guys behind me. That's all right. They were very emotive. They were very emotive. Game style. Look, as I said, open space can't defend. The defence of that. So when Richmond were kicking through us, they're uncontested.
They flicked back.
Killed us. Absolutely killed us.
Even them kicking out from we get a point, they were getting the first, often the first two kicks for nothing.
They'd
or running it up to the 50.
And just run it out.
Yeah.
It was like
no pressure.
That D50, forward 50 pressure was horrible. Richmond were just walking it out. But the second half, we made it a contest. So therefore, on the back of the contest, we were able to bring our pressure game and made Richmond shaky.
To get within 1 point.
I know.
Like that's... I've asked a
From
few people now.
45 points down.
Yep, I've asked a few people now, is that the most complete quarter, just that quarter, the third quarter, of football you've ever seen the Crows play in a quarter?
It was thrilling, yeah.
Especially under Nixie's era.
Definitely, yeah.
I've never seen a kick like that, without, especially being so far behind, like as in comeback.
Yeah.
So that then gives me hope.
Yeah.
That this is, what did we say before, it's a blip.
I think it's a blip. I'd like to think it's a blip.
The first half, though?
Now, the first half was...
He's gone back. He's got to go back into the Zen phase. Downward dog or something like that.
No, the first half was insipid.
Yeah.
And I've used that a few times on Two Crows Footy, but it was something... Look, I thought we were going to get off to a fast start when Fogarty got out the back of Richmond's defence and kicked that goal.
No, it's the hope that kills you.
And then the second, like, the rest of the quarter, the next two quarters was one-way traffic.
Yeah.
But how often did we see Richmond shoulders open?
What do you mean shoulders open, just for people to get a visual?
Just taking ground with their ball and just coming at our defence. And quite often would find an inside 50 target just like that. But also, Richmond's ability to mark the ball was elite.
What was different? They had Grippo, we did not.
Yeah, like, they were just marking hands right out in front.
Yep.
It was...
Highest point or one hand out to the side marking.
Yeah, it was just... And quite often, they just disrupt our play, so they intercept the ball. Yep. Like, they just get a hand in there and would just disperse our play.
And sometimes we look like witches' hats.
Yeah, we did. The way they were
monopolizing. What's that new word? Put that in the dictionary, say it three times.
Monopolizing the ball, Ali, through hands, made us look second rate.
second rate if we're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going in and out, like inside, outside of the contest was the best I've seen.
Yeah, it, well, obviously, bad kicking is bad football. Everyone's talking about this.
Definitely.
That we had plenty of gimmies that went that third gone, quarter. Correct?
Yeah.
And not even just the third. We had ones in the first and the second and the fourth that were kickable.
The little man gets on the shoulder.
Yeah, little voice in the head. And that is a mental a part of the game, correct?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so here's something for you to think about.
Mm.
We had 5 different goal kickers for the game. The Tigers had 12.
Oh, there you go.
What does that tell you? Not just the amount of points that we damn well kicked, but yeah, I think that the spread's that's not that quite matter.
There.
Yeah,
yeah. Like normally, our midfielders need to get forward of the ball more.
Absolutely.
I feel like we don't have an elite goal kicking mid.
Well, Peds is on there once he gets his radar tracked in. Mm. Once he gets it calibrated, he'll be fine.
He'll be right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll be right. I've got great hope for Peds.
Yes. I suppose one thing we do need to talk about, or do we talk about later, is the tackle, the sling tackle on poor pew pew.
Yeah, that's 16 weeks in my opinion.
Yes. 16. Well, wait a minute, let me see. Sling tackle, check. Lifted him off the ground, check. Dumped him in by the head, check. Player was concussed, caused actual harm. Not potential to.
No, it was...
Caused actual harm.
No.
Tick.
To me, Ali, that's lining up to 16 weeks.
Or if someone replied to me when I posed that question, they said, oh, probably a gift basket from the AFL. Yeah, that's their punishment.
Yeah.
And a fine if
nice
he's lucky.
Nice takes basket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Send him something. Sorry, his head got in your way of the tackle.
Seriously, the inconsistencies, but that's another discussion.
Yeah, we'll go down there. They can get we'll jump go down in the bin there. Okay, well, let's get into the good stuff. The good stuff. There were good things that happened. Don't get us wrong. The haters out there on Twitter, we've been angry. Everyone's been angry or disappointed.
But oh, we've all been very emotive, haven't we? We've all been expressive.
Have.
We've all
you
been.
Have.
I've been pretty good on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, that's because you went off Twitter last night, you told me.
Yeah, I did. I didn't really go down that. I think if I did, I would have got caught up in all that emotion. Yeah, and then I would have started to hum.
that
emotion as well.
Yeah.
But it's passion. And look, if we don't have passion, then what do you have?
Yeah,
we all love our footy club.
And that's what people are letting loose. Okay, so who are your personal 3-2-1? Now, this doesn't have to be the classic... Oh, what the coaches think. For you and the value that they bought for the game, I don't care if they got one possession and you went, geez, I'm putting them in my 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Who are your 3-2-1? Right. Go.
3 is the Italian stallion.
The Rocky Rochelle.
The Rochelle.
Oh, what
the Rochelle show, Ali. Beast. I think it's, he's looking good, isn't he?
He is. No second year blues there.
Number 2.
Yes.
Michelani.
Oh, don't you say McLanny, you bastard.
Michael Annie. AKA Ben Hart.
AKA Max Factor.
Yeah, no, I tell you what, he's a player.
He is a player.
That we talk about who wants to play shoulders out.
Straight second game.
Beelines the ball, comes straight at it, and go.
Second
just takes
game.
Off with it.
Second game.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep, go with that. Yep. And
I did
3.
Have Fogarty,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to go Scholey.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want Fogg as a special mention?
Yeah, I'll put him as a special mention.
Okay. Now, these haven't been even conferred, so Ant's learning mine for the first time. It's probably no surprise, Rochelle, number 1.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that definitely in there. As much, I went Dr. Scholl for 2 points.
Yep.
I had Michael Annie in there, and I thought, you know what, for Scholl coming in, not playing for a while... The delivery.
What do you have over 400 plus metres gained?
Brilliant. So he has to get 2 points
hashtag
there.
To gross footy.
It's because we put the burners on him last potty.
Yeah.
Remember
we
did
actually.
He was the first one
we
I
did.
Said he's under the pump.
We did.
Michael Annie third, absolutely. For all those things you said, love him.
Yeah.
And on my special mention's Muzza. Great game by Muzza.
Nah,
some intercepts, some getting forward of the ball. Loved it.
And I've seen a lot of knocks on Muzz over the time as well.
Leave
but,
Muzz alone, he's my boy.
Nah, he's coming of age, that one, I think.
Oh, and Solly, of course. I've got to mention Solly probably every game because just...
How clean is he?
Some of the magical stuff he does. Love it.
Clean.
Love it.
Clean.
Clean. Okay, now we model our game on pressure and defence. Would that be correct?
Correct.
How did you rate that for that game?
Poor.
poor. How do you rate it, poor?
Poor, yeah.
If that's our DNA that we speak of, versatility, pressure, defense.
These are all the KPIs that we're going to hold.
Yep, hold them accountable for.
Accountable for with the Crows. That's what they've preached during the preseason.
Yep. It's what they showed us in the preseason. Right.
Correct. Yeah, no, poor.
Mm, except for that third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Satisfactory. One quarter does not make a game.
No, it doesn't.
Mm.
It doesn't.
Surprisingly. Okay, the stats that matter.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hit me.
This was a stat from last week. We didn't get a potty in last week. GWS tackles inside 50, Giants 18, Crows 0. Donuts. Zippity-doo-dah. Nothing.
Yeah, wow.
Right?
Yep.
So I was really keen to see if we improved.
Yep.
So Tigers, yeah, tackles inside 50, they did, I think. 7.
Yep.
Crows, 3.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, it's improved.
It has. But when you're kicking 10-16 to 17-6, and that's the thing we looked at, looked at the stats sheet, it was even across the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, Richmond were, their accuracy in front of goal was elite.
And so my theory is it's not what you got, it's what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just accumulate the ball or do this or do that with disposals. It's what you do with them that actually makes a difference on the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ball whether that's delivery, huge. Like you can kick it 10 times into the forward 50, but you're bouncing off someone's scone every time.
Mm.
No point.
Oh, and just hooking it up into the air.
Like, just to see if you can get a bit of sunshine on it.
Mr. Laird. Quite often does.
He did. He's under.
You're right. He gets plenty of air on the ball, doesn't he? Like they just go pew.
Yeah, but you saw that shoulder delivery, especially in that third quarter. Lowered the eyes. As soon as we lowered the eyes, in it goes.
Yep.
A little bit of R&R. There was Rochelle and Rankin, as we're going to talk about probably every week. Rankin.
Easy come, easy go. It was.
Yeah. He was checked pretty hard.
Yeah, it was.
He was scragged off the ball pretty hard. Mm. Rochelle, though, they moved him up a fair bit and around the ball, which I think was the smartest decision of the day.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely loved it. Again, it was the young guns that led the way. Apart from Dorso, Led got plenty of it too, so we'll mention that. But Rochelle, Scholl, Solly, Pedler, Michael Annie, again, those same names are the ones being talked about from the Giants game to this game.
Yeah.
To me, and you got to remember Dawson's his second game in as captain.
Correct.
The on-field leadership for me. Post-game. The on-field leadership for me, and this is not on Dorso.
No, it's a collective.
Yep. Collective mind, do we say that?
Oh.
it was very lacking.
Yeah, it was. No, I agree with that. I do agree with that.
We've still got some leaders out there. We've still got Keys. We've still got Dudes. We've still got Riley O'Brien.
The voice. Yes, there appears to be a lack of voice on the field where let's just calm it, boys, and we'll go into possession, contested, uncontested marking. Just let's chip it around a bit just to take the sting out of the game and then we'll speed it up. There is a point where they need to do that, but then I understand they do want to play quick, but at the same time, are they gassing themselves because they do want to play quick rather than just doing what Richmond did so often in yesterday's game, where they just took the sting out of it, particularly when we had the momentum.
Yep.
Once they got possession of the ball, they just chipped it around, and then what happened? They scored.
Yep, exactly, and that was too much, too easy. What was your favourite play of the day, or sections of play, that really got you and went, this is what I pay money to come and see? What was it for you?
Oh, the Italian Stallion, I think. Mm-hmm. That I just love the way he interacts with the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's infectious, but he's got great footy IQ.
For such a young lad.
Great awareness.
Mm.
I think he can almost see the game in 360.
Yeah, well, there's some players that can do that bit of a time thing, but his is a bit of a pivot. He can definitely do that. Yeah, I do really enjoy that.
But there are positives. I like. Yes,
as angry as we are, it's tough, but disappointed.
You know what? Because we've got an extra round, Ali.
Oh, this is Ant's theory. Listen to this.
This is what I've conjured up with me doing my downward doggy and my meditation.
This is his realization.
This is my epiphany.
Yep.
Because we have an extra round of football, we are technically
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
technically we've only lost the one game.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell you get that, mate.
Because there's an extra round for gather round.
Whatever helps you, mate.
That's right. It's an emotional thing.
It is an emotional thing.
And we get attached and we get disappointed. But I'm not worried yet.
Okay.
But if we show the same signs next week against Port Adelaide, then next podcast I'll be doing more than meditating.
Okay. Well, give us some of the okay, well, who's the boss? You've already said it, Rochelle. Mm. Now, what do we mean by who's the boss? That's the bums on seat specialist.
Yes.
The boss is the bums on seat specialist. Who do you pay money to go and see? And I think Rochelle would have to be.
Yeah.
It Rankers obviously has been there, but geez, there's some other up and comers. I love watching young Michael Annie run down the wing with the ball coming out of D.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, Saligo. Some of this one where he was in midair and he handballed off to a player forward. And just that ability to see the ball and get it going forward.
Awareness again, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
And you can really see that Rochelle and Saligo, they've worked on that chemistry side of things, haven't they?
I told you about a stat for young Max Michelani, because we're going to talk a bit about him.
Second game,
picked him up last year in the draft.
Yeah.
He had the highest amount of intercepts for the Crows yesterday.
Wow.
Second gamer, 7 intercepts.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
That's a good stat, Ali.
His disposal efficiency is 75, 5 contested possessions, an inside 50. I mean, and also his, what was it I think about, 5 tackles. Was the third or fourth highest in the team.
Mm. Wait until he adds that offense.
This is just a little... What did someone call him? A blonde tree? Thank you, Mr. Jackson. running out of defense and down the wing. But to be up that high in those stats already, and especially when the team's losing, do you see what I mean? It's easy to grab stats when you're winning. But to get hold of the stats and do something with it when you're losing or you're behind is amazing. And just some of the other things, just when he's compared to the other rising stars that are available, just so far, 2 games, say it.
2 games.
And that is a...
What?
Small sample size.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I didn't quite catch on to that.
Yeah, you're a bit slow, mate. He's ranked 2nd of rising stars for intercepts per game.
Wow.
He's ranked 3rd in rising stars of tackles per game. Now, this is across all positions, not just defenders. We're talking midfield.
What's his disposal efficiency, Ali?
Oh, don't ask me questions like that. I'll see if I can find it. He's 4th in effective disposals in percentage per game.
Wow.
Ranked 4th.
Wow.
Okay, you...
That's intercepting and...
Third in the 1%ers per game.
Wow.
That I like.
Yeah, I like that.
That's it. And that's nice. Total effective, 10. Total contested, 10. But he's up against midfielders. Mm. 6th among total time on ground.
Mm.
And 2nd among rising stars in total tackles.
See, that's the defender. Stat. That's the stat.
And 2nd among rising stars in total 1%ers.
See, we won the tackle stat yesterday, but that's because we were chasing the ball.
But... If you saw that for a midfielder, you'd be pretty
chuffed,
wouldn't you?
Hashtag #2crows footy.
Done.
We are on the Max Michelani Rising Star nomination this week.
Oh, yes. It's not even out there. Get
the
NAB
Rising Star.
Get it out there.
Yep, get it on there.
Yep.
Get
trending.
It out there trending.
Mm-hmm. You heard
I think
it
it's
first.
Dessert.
Sunday afternoon. Hasn't even been out there yet.
2 Crows Footy.
Yay.
With Ali and Ant.
Oh, darn.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this. Being at the ground, you could hear it a bit on telly, but it probably wasn't as effective. We had the DJ there now, which I loved.
Yeah.
Good up music.
Good beats.
The players had specific songs. Oh, God, you bangers. You bangers around the ear in a moment. The players had specific songs that got played after they kicked a goal. Did you notice this? Good. As long as I have no further questions, you'll say yes?
Yes.
Yes, excellent. Okay,
yes,
so...
I did notice that there was individual songs being played.
Because they repeated
them. But I just
them.
Thought that... I didn't pick up on that.
Yes, so Fogg had the old stroke me. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Classic song.
Yeah.
Rash had the Rocky theme. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Tex had Sex is on Fire. Because there's always a Texas on fire. Rankine had, whoop, there it is. And Thilthorpe had Walking on a Dream.
Ah, good song.
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah. I went back and listened and just tuned her up a bit. Did you like that? Yeah, that's the one. So, what do you think of that? What do you think about heaven songs are for the players after they kick a goal?
Can I just say something? I actually enjoyed the game day experience.
Yeah, some people were whinging and complaining.
Oh, but people want to whinge about having an ingrown hair.
I probably would, to be fair. There were things that went wrong. I mean, the price of food's still ridiculous in beer and alcohol.
Well, what did it cost me for...
And then someone said, just to make the matters worse, I didn't pick it up on the big sign. There was a problem with the tills.
With the tills at the bars. People
couldn't get even...
But insane.
No one could drown their sorrows in.
There was massive lineups at the bar.
Because they couldn't get the tills working.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the bar. It was the food.
Yeah, people were hungry.
I tell you what, I bought a bung mi and a...
Bar mi. Give you a bung me.
I felt bunged afterwards, Sally. Nah, and a bottle of water, 20 buckaroos. Thank you, mother, for the rabbits. Thanks for coming.
That's a little bit pricey.
It supports my footy club, so I don't give a stuff.
Good on you, Anthony. Yeah. Look at you. Wearing it like a badge of honour.
It's across my forehead, Alex.
Do you want me to get you some timber for that cross you're carrying up
Sunta,
and down the street?
Was it Sunta?
Sunta, yeah.
Sunta, yeah.
Whatever it's pronounced.
However you pronounce it, I don't know. But it was good. It was nice.
That cross to carry up to the... It's getting close to Easter. Oh, I'll go to hell for that one. Sorry. just leave that one alone.
You're going to be controversial here on Two Cross Footy.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Okay.
You'll be cancelled soon, Ali.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I will be now. Let's go.
Don't be too much of a comedy, Ali.
Oh, yeah, better not.
Because you will be cancelled, I tell you.
Hashtag.
Comedy is out the window.
Get in the bin.
Oh, get it in the bin.
Ready?
What, the recycling bin?
Yep. Well, no, this isn't even the recycling
bin. Or the green
bin,
waste
just,
bin.
Not just waste.
Oh.
Not even green waste. Green waste useful. Just get in the bin.
This is the dumpster.
The AFL Tribunal and the MRO. Get in the bin.
All I can do is laugh, Ali.
Oh, Hong Kong Phooey. That's what I thought of that result. You're too young to know the Hong Kong Phooey show. It's not some racial slur. It's
Hong Kong Phooey.
Have you ever watched Hong Kong Phooey as a cartoon?
No, I've not watched that.
No. It was a dog that did
I've watched
Kung
Teletubbies.
And there's a difference between you and me. You're watching Teletubbies, I'm watching a dog that does karate.
Or Postman Pat in the black and white, or whatever it is.
I don't know.
No, didn't you watch Postman Pat?
No.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
I'm a bit more of a...
You're a bit more
Wile
E.
Coyote getting hit by an anvil type girl. anyway, back onto that.
Yeah, it can get in the bin.
It can. It's just inconsistent. We all knew that probably McAdam was going to get suspended, but it's more what happened to that didn't happen to the others.
Spot on.
That's the issue. And now we've got the next one, which is Broad slamming little pew pew Pat Parnell into the
Parnell. Actually, you know, I'm going to say he was a big loss.
Yeah, he was.
Actually, because we were actually going all right with our ball movement from the back half.
Just because he's an accurate kicker. Correct.
And he takes ground with the ball. Oh, he was the difference.
I think you're going a little bit
I'm just
too
trying
far.
To find...
You're stretching it.
You know,
okay, here's another thing for you then. The AFL media, right? I know. They can get in the bin just full stop.
They are the most hypocritical, ass-kissing...
Hey.
...flogs.
I would go dog whistle politics, because you know I haven't brought that up much this year. But dog whistle politics, look it up. You'll know what I mean. Them going off about fans booing Jason Horne-Francis, like Collingwood fans booing Jason Horne-Francis. Mm. Why? They're like all this surprise, like, why? Why would they boo him? Why would they boo him? And they're like, hang on, what about you writing all the stories about comparing the Dacos boys and Horne-Francis and pumping up the tyres?
Yeah. Good point.
You know?
Good point.
It's the same thing. It's like all after the grand final, Tex being booed for how many years?
Oh, I know. For you.
Right. Who fed that in the first place?
Media.
Exactly.
Media start
And then if we go back, if anyone goes back through the history and what people's comments were about Tex, like, would not be acceptable now. I'm talking media's comments saying he needs to grow up, get over it. Like, his mental health was not taken into account.
Crows fans need to get over it. Yeah.
But his mental health was never taken into account for the bullying he copped.
No.
And he just had to stand there and take it.
And he still cops it.
And he still does. Well, one, some of it's his own doing now, but I mean before that.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So get in the bin.
No, I concur with all that, Ali. The media just a hypocrite.
Mm. You can't ask for one thing. It's like when they say, we need players to be themselves. And as soon as the players themselves, they're like, oh my God, don't you, how dare you say that about our glorious game?
Yeah.
Get in the bin.
Yeah.
Okay, my rant's done.
No, I like your rant. That's good.
A tactical sub. Thoughts. As the AFL...
Small sample size.
Oh.
Small sample size.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I don't know, like...
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. Mm. But, for example, it didn't help us this game because we lost Parnell. Parnell from a...
The smallest concussion. Person on the field.
Concussion. But so you know therefore, what
I mean? Smallest person on the field. Yeah. So then it can't be like...
So Broad should have been put in the sin bin.
Yeah, but then what if you get ones that they turn out later it was just something else?
An accident or something.
Yeah, you can't just... because
you get that in the NRL.
That could easily be a way to rort the game another way for...
Or should the AFL bring in a rule whereby, well, okay, if you do something reviewed. Like what Broad did...
We get to do it back to their player.
Then you are sin bin for a whole quarter. To reflect on your behaviour.
Put him in the naughty corner.
In the naughty corner.
Oh, geez, that's taken a bridge too far, isn't it?
Well, the AFL was petulant, so.
Yeah, true. Actually, that was something that you said about them being woke.
So they're woke, all right, Ali. They don't know who they are, the AFL. They've got identity issues.
I 100% agree with you. Something Ant tweeted this out, and it was about the AFL being woke, having identity issues, but also they flip-flop
they
from
flip
cause
and flop.
To cause. Whatever is the flavour of the week, the month, in the media, then all of a sudden they're on the bandwagon, waving the flag and doing everything else. But remember when it was disability week or something like that? Then they totally mess up with the MCG and they didn't have space for people.
Correct.
And then they bring it
because
out.
Because they
like
had their broadcast sitting in those in that era, set
and
up
I,
in that
and
area.
That happened at Adelaide Oval as well, by the way.
Really?
Fox had spots and they prevented wheelchairs access. Yep.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I actually did see that. Yep,
that's
yep.
disgusting.
That was a couple years ago, but...
Congruency yes. with the AFL, Ali.
That's not a thing.
Doesn't.
It's just inconsistent after inconsistent after inconsistent, and that hurts.
It does hurt. And I feel the AFL need to stop employing from within... Stop creating this boys' club mentality.
Which is what it is.
It is.
Even if they're employing a female, it's still somebody within.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They need to restructure the whole business.
Yep.
And get external people to run the competition. Run the competition by playing football.
Yes.
Stop being woke and stop flipping and flopping on who you want to be an organisation. Because when you don't have consistency... It becomes confusing for everyone within
clubs,
the game.
Fans,
correct.
Players, everyone is confused
correct.
At some level about
correct.
Something. Correct. Because they're like, can I, can't I? What is this okay, is this not okay?
Like, we second guess ourselves, and we see that on the field as well.
Mm.
Is we see players, you want to see players out there playing with flair and instinct.
Yeah, and that's the best
the
best
type
of football. Absolutely.
Correct.
I just want to go back to the tactical subs and have we used it successfully? Round one was Tyler Brown.
Mm.
He looked a little bit deer in headlights for me for that.
Yeah, he did.
But mind you, we were getting a bit under the pump
as well.
Not a best time.
You're
you know.
Sort of into the rapid fire there.
Yeah. And then Nixie wouldn't release who the super sub was for or tactical sub was for this round. Now, I made a call.
Yes.
I have evidence to
Two
prove
pros
this.
Footy.
Ali made,
a big call.
So I said I'd bring in Filthy.
Yes.
Because he can ruck and play forward. And you could throw Berg down back because that's where he trained in the summer.
Yes, correct.
What happened?
Well, it happened during the game.
Yeah. Even Berg went down back.
He did.
Now, either I...
And he looked good behind the ball.
He was better down back than
he
was up forward at the time. Now, either I am a tactical genius or I should get in the bin. It's
well,
one of the two ants. One of the
I'm
going to
deem it as a...
It was a good...
Reading the room situation.
Yeah. Get in the bin.
Get in the bin. No, it was good observation, actually.
Well, it just sort of made sense. But what we didn't have was a midfielder.
Mm.
And usually, I thought Hinge would be the perfect sub, but I want him on the ground.
Oh, no, you want
Love
him.
Love him.
Because I feel he is a very good player
He's up
to
and
get
down.
The ball moving.
Mm.
And he's very good at laying off that handball from that running player from behind. Have you noticed that?
Yep. And Muzza did it a few times too. And I'm like, that's the most I've seen Muzza
off
the ground.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. So whatever they did positionally down back, that released him forward, or what freedom he had, I don't know.
Do you?
That was really good.
Just, I know there's been a lot of discussion around it, particularly on Twitter, Crow's Twitter, about selection and Butts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Butts would have made a difference? I don't personally, because the way the ball was coming in, there was no pressure on the ball carrier for Richmond. Butts would have got
an absolute...
I agree.
Pizzle, and everyone would have been calling for his head.
I agree.
Would have done more damage.
Yeah.
And I think it was it. The biggest difference between two teams... I can break this down into one simple statistic. Mm. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Forward delivery.
Oh, definitely.
That's it.
Definitely. And obviously accuracy in front of goal.
Oh, well, there's that.
Goal kicking.
No.
Goal kicking. Go. Look, Ali and I, two pros footy will become the statues if you want.
Yeah. You can kick it at ants. Nah, it's on a stick.
Ooh.
Oh. I said yours.
We
need more than that to get through.
Ouchie, wouchie.
Ouchie, wouchie, wah, wah. So is there anything else you wanted to bring up there, matey? Otherwise, I'm going to go on to some Twitter questionies.
No, you can head to the,
You sure you want me to?
Yes.
Are you
sure? Yes. You may.
Okay.
The good old Twitter questions.
Just had a couple in here because it was very short notice. Sorry, I didn't think of putting it out yesterday. That would have probably got a lot of hate mail. So
we don't accept that at Too Gross Footy.
Unless it's funny. I did put out something saying, you know, make it funny. I did
see that
tweet. Be something positive. And someone said the best thing about yesterday was the burger they had at the Strathmore. So, that was a positive for them.
That was a positive.
Mind you, 90% of it was Rochelle.
That's had a good renovation.
No, 90% was just Rochelle. That was worth it. He was
and
the
Crows fans, just, I know you're negative at the moment, but let's just enjoy Rochelle. Seriously.
Like I said,
are we trying to ship him off? Or are you thinking he's going to leave us?
No, he's one that I'm like, look how he loves the crowd and the game. He embraces
everything the club does. He likes every post. I know that means nothing.
But he does embrace the whole culture of the club. And he displays it and epitomises it.
His family adores the club as well. And I can
move him over here.
Definitely. Bring the... Are they Spud Farm? What are they?
I don't even know what they do.
I think they're farmers of some...
Are they?
In Shepparton, yeah.
You sure? Oh, okay. Pretty sure. Bring them over. We'll start up a Spud Farm.
Italians?
Bring them over here. They'll be fine.
We'll make some sauce, I don't even know.
Yeah. Oh, we'll just do whatever you need to get him over. But in all seriousness, like, he could be that next generation of champions for the club.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Know, you've got to have a look at now. We've got the whole changing of the guard and... He's going to be one of those players that we'll be reliant upon and look up to. And young kids can look up to. How much have you missed that? Like when we had Eddie Betts running around, it was just to watch that. And you're going to have Rochelle and Rankin, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It is. What do you think of Rankin's rat's tail, by the way?
It's his, I don't care.
I've noticed the blonde, a little bit of blondes now.
Solly's got a bit of blonde at the back there too. Looks like a bit of balayage, Solly. Looks like a bit of balayage. Ranks
had like a little bit of blonde at the tip of his rat's tail.
I think
from when he still had the blonde in his hair. Yeah.
Lucky that's gone. Yes. Okay, one of the questions we had was, did we think that the GWS game, the fatigue, remember we played in the heat?
Nah.
We also played on Sunday. Richmond played on the Thursday. Did it have a part in the game? My thoughts, and Ian can have his own with this, was that would not impact the first half of the game, and the third quarter proved that.
No.
Final quarter?
Yes.
Yeah. We saw the players cramping. We saw, and that was to be expected. But we also had enough young ones in there. The enthusiasm that was still going.
It was.
But
it was
the first half, absolutely non-existent. No, and I don't accept that.
No, I don't accept that. Yeah,
I was firm then. Do you appreciate that?
Oh, I do.
Bam.
No, straight to the point. Yep. Yeah, look, we were running over the top of them in that third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Even the commentators mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. My point exactly.
Mm.
First half,
no excuse. Yeah, like, honestly, we were running them rugged.
Yep.
Ragged.
Okay, next question. Who's under more pressure at the showdown, Crinkley or Nixie?
Oh, Hinkley.
Yeah, of course it is. If he loses to us,
we're gonna.
Oh boy!
This is the question. Like, do we really want to? Like, Nixie's had 4 years with this group. Ken's had what 11 years?
119.
With a number of different, like Ken's had so many different players walk through their football club.
Mm.
And they haven't, they're getting the same results.
Mm.
Nixie, yeah, we do get frustrated with Nixie. Do we know what's going to happen with Nixie and where it's going to lead us? No idea.
But we remember the power. But it's linear. The power being with all their gobshots like Hoshi are always coming out saying we'll never bottom out, we'll never use the word rebuild. I put money on it now that at some stage they're going to use refresh, revitalise, just pick an R word that sounds like rebuild.
They're another club that has a bit of a...
identity crisis?
Yeah, inconsistent, but we're not talking... I don't want to talk about them.
But what I'm saying with that is that they... how it goes,
it filters like down too. That's the other thing. It filters down. And, like, no, it's Hinkley all day, every day.
The pair are supposed to be premiership fancies. No one thinks we're going to make the eight. Who do you think's under the most pressure?
100%. But he's in...
Do we want to win? Yes, of course we do. Please kindly thank you.
Of course we do.
Oh, that would be...
Can we win? Yeah, I do. If we put... If we...
play that third quarter.
Correct. For four quarters, then we bloody win because Port Adelaide crumble under pressure. They crumble under elite pressure.
So if... But they've got the... This time they've got the home crowd.
Yeah. Which can get on top of you. Which will get their tails up.
So we need to start hard and fast.
Correct.
And maintain the rage.
And we've got the forwards to do that.
Yeah.
We've got the forwards. It's that delivery.
Exactly.
It's that inside 50 delivery.
Oh, we're negative today, but yes.
That lets us down.
Yes.
So.
Done. Answered?
Yes. Answered. Next question.
Now, this one's just funny. I saw this and someone said, the AFL obviously do not let anyone else proof their logo imaging on the ground. You know, the outline of the cup and two players holding the cup up.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows Anatomy 101 looks like it's a pair of ovaries in a uterus.
It does.
It looks like women's anatomy from year 8. I'm like, are they pregnant?
You know, that's agree with that.
Like, come on. Like, look at it from a distance. Look at it from all angles. It looks like a female reproductive
system.
But
have you noticed... look, I don't want to sound woke on too crazy.
Oh, don't you dare sound woke.
But have you noticed it's actually two guys?
Yeah, but it's the men's season, so of course it would be
two guys. But once again, if the AFL want to preach equality, do you know what I mean?
They're not. they're absolutely not. No, not everybody. That's just, you know, going
the on. The AFL is a business.
It is a business. Just remember that.
They are.
No. What do all businesses have to do?
Oh, well, appease the masses. To survive.
No, they don't. They do not have to appease.
Well, they
the
do
masses.
Though. That's the problem.
No,
they
don't. What do they have to do at the end of the day?
Oh, it's cash.
Right.
It's about business.
It's a business decision.
Business.
As much as we love football and we want it all to be just about the passion, the Guernsey, the AFL are a business.
But that's
how
it used to be.
Driven by finances.
And
what
gambling.
Do you think they want the gambling ads? I will kick right off about that stuff. So. I'll leave that there.
I think it's time for you to meditate.
Yes.
Yoga.
Oh, I need more Anyway, happier stuff.
Yes.
Well, hopefully it's happier stuff. Let's go have a look at... Well, actually, let's talk about the Magoos. The Magoos had a game
today, a trial game,
against the old Latte Bush Rangers, the old
pair.
We're
down at Alberton.
Alberton, they actually got out
Did
alive,
Did they wear
apparently.
The prison bar Guernsey?
Oh. The jetty.
I was going to swear then. Far out. The old wharfie.
It's a 10-goal win.
The old pylon.
Hey, 10-goal win. 10-goal win. Trial game. What does that say about the youngsters? Yep.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's got to click. It has to click. If it's...
That's me.
If it's happening... If it's happening in the lower level, then it has to
Pressure
click.
Comes up.
It has to click.
Okay, so here's
because we're playing well in the seconds.
Well,
in the Magoo.
If this doesn't get you excited, Crows
fans.
Has
to filter through.
The
surely.
First quarter, the Crows kicked 7 goals to the Pairs 0.
So that's how. So the defense is working, but is it only happening at sample level?
I hope not. Apparently,
it's not translating to AFL yet.
This might influence your lad decision because I'm going to ask about changes for the showdown.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Gallant kicked 6.
Well, see, I would have brought Gallant in this week, like for McAdam.
That's what my head
was.
Yeah,
not Murphy. Look, Murphy...
Spud cops it, he played
well. He cops
it
all right, but he played well.
Does he put his body on the line?
He's a courageous little bugger, isn't
mm-hmm.
he? Yeah, with his nice little mow he's got going at the moment.
I cannot, for his effort alone, I can't trash him for that. Do you know what I mean?
I can't
Everyone
either.
Goes off, oh, he's the... pets, you know, teacher's pet, whatever.
Oh, look, we've all got our favourites, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes. Jones played very well.
Good.
Strawny, as someone put, how did Strawn play? And someone replied, like a competent ruckman.
Mm.
Might get a look in, eh?
I think Rob needs to go back and refine himself a little bit.
Mm. Well, the one I'm most interested in.
I miss Sauce. I miss the big Sauce.
You knew what you were getting, that's why.
Yeah.
Because it was consistent.
It was consistent. And week that, to week. He was up
that
in the mid.
Is a barometer for our team, would that be fair?
Yeah.
Rob is a barometer for where the team is at.
Oh, he's...
Would you say that?
Oh,
he has a good game, we have a good game.
That's a good summary, actually. Good, well,
thank you.
Good conclusion.
It's two good things I've said today.
Yeah, too gross.
Rob's a barometer. Hashtag it out.
All about too gross.
And the forward delivery. And obviously accuracy.
Look, I don't want to, you know, hurt Rob's feelings, but he just looks like a baby giraffe at times.
Oh, no, I think he's very aware of that.
Doesn't he? What about
him and Laird? Oh, that was a funny. That was like watching the Three Stooges.
What about when he marked the ball in the forward line, and we're like, ah, it's Rob, and then he handballed it off, and
yeah.
It fizzled out.
Yeah, it did fizzle. Okay, young Zach Taylor. My question is, if anyone watched the game, I want to know how he did. He's not mentioned, but I had a few people there sniffing around saying he actually looked all right. Are we foxing? We like little foxes in a hen house. Nixie's trying to do a little things like not releasing the sub.
Yeah.
You know, doing a couple of things, chucking Berg down back.
Yeah.
Now, we only know because we'd paid attention during the off-season.
Yeah.
But there might be some tactical things that we try differently. Berg played all right down back. I know we got a bit smacked around up forward, but again, delivery. Put it on someone's head. You're just making it hard.
Oh, it's hard because you've essentially come up against two defenders because those Richmond defenders are very good at reading the ball in the air.
Yeah. Experience, I think it's called, Anthony.
Yeah, correcto.
Yeah, so Zach Taylor. Otherwise, let's be honest. Who have we got to come in as a midfield? Everyone's saying we need mid-power. Who have we got?
Well, there's Matt Crouch.
Injured.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's got that broken.
So who's next?
Ooh,
who's missing?
It's a more Brown.
Not yet.
Ooh.
So who, yeah. A void, would we say?
There's a big void there. The midfield, that's our weakness, is that midfield line, is that centre line.
Can gain experience if the midfielders are putting on pressure glaring. And getting back.
Mm. It's glaring.
Elite mid, just Crowies, use your drafties.
We have to use our picks.
Yeah. Go get next year's pick, chuck it in the mix. Have two firsts, 2 seconds.
We have to target something. I don't know who's on the market, but we're just going to have to pry someone out.
Exactly. Don't just go who's on the market. Go and get them.
Pry them out.
Other clubs do that. I mean,
get your big crowbar and pry them out.
Richmond got Hopper and Taranto.
Yeah, and they're under contract.
Just saying.
And they heard us yesterday. Gee, Taranto. Taranto can play football. Yeah,
he's a good player.
I wanted him at the Crows.
Of course you did. But what I'm saying is if clubs like that contract two... Under contract players.
Yeah. You can get them out.
We're starting to become a better... We need to play, and we will play better at more attractive
yeah,
football.
Yeah, but I find, like, I think I said to you yesterday...
Go get Philippou then.
When you're at the lowest part of the ladder, you seem to attract people.
Well, I think it's more because you tend to have a bit more cap space.
Yeah, true.
So, and over interstate clubs do tend to have to overpay sometimes to keep people.
Mm.
And...
Dylan Stevens is out of contract, but I'm not sure about his disposal.
He's not that. He's good.
He's not a fringe. He's a role player. There you go.
He's a Matt Crouch.
Yeah.
But that's nothing against Matt because Matt serves us brilliantly because he needs the right players around him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But Stevens is great and I loved him in his draft year.
Yeah.
But is he that person, the Petrarca, the Oliver, the Brayshaw.
No, definitely
the Sarong,
not.
The Chera, is he?
Oh, I see Chera in there.
Not Chera, well, Hollins.
Yeah, yes.
Go chase her.
He's
Hollins.
Out of, did he re-sign? I don't
I think
know.
He might have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. Just got upset Gold Coast again.
Yeah, definitely.
They're
easy to pry players out of, actually.
It is. Can I just bring one more before we quickly go into the changes for the showdown?
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about tanking.
Oh. Doot, doot.
There are some teams that are on the tank.
Definitely.
Definitely. Do you want me to
give
you...
Are we one of them?
No.
Not yet.
Maybe not yet. No, not yet. Just give us a moment. I want to give you a scenario, and you tell me if you think this is valid or not, or whether Ali
gets I'll the bin. I'll validate you, Ali.
Or get in the bin.
I'll give you the green tip.
Just tell me otherwise. I'm saying first couple games, get absolutely mercilessly flogged.
Wow.
Get your percentage down as far as it can possibly go.
Yep.
Okay? Yep. And then, once you get it really crap...
Mm-hmm.
Then get a couple close games.
Yep.
Because this hasn't happened yet, okay? So this is Ali projecting here. Get a couple close games in. Maybe snag a win. Not a big win, just a little win.
Little one.
Little win.
2-point win.
Yep. But a little bit of hope. Oh, yeah, get for around. For the fans, yep. Yeah, get around. Oh, for the fans. Yeah. Did it for the peeps. Yeah.
Got to do it for our fans.
Yeah, yeah. And then you go back to lose, and you might get 30, 40 copped. You might take another win or get close, just close. And then right near the end of the year, you come back with a couple wins.
Yeah, get two in a row.
Get two in a row. Something like that. Build hope. Sell the future.
Yep. But look how great we are.
Yep, that's it. But your percentage is because it's stuffed from the beginning. Get the
members on board again.
You're tanking right for those number one, number two, number three.
Yeah, because... No. And I think I know what club...
Watch this. There's more than one. Some of them go for the early wins and then they drop off.
Yeah, true.
But I think you get flogged the first couple... there'll be some big floggings, and I'm hoping that's not where we're going for. But just watch.
Hawthorn right now have got a percentage of 42.
Yes, interesting.
42%.
42% indeed.
That is shocking. But does that help? Like Sam Mitchell, I know he can coach. I rate Sam Mitchell.
I know.
But does that help? Does that hinder him?
If you get a number one draft pick that's all the rage, what do you think?
Well, Harley Reid's that guy, but...
There we go.
Who knows?
Let's just say... I don't know yet. You just watch...
We'll watch that space. But no, it's valid. It's good observation.
Because it's better to lose him at the beginning than at the end of the year, because then it looks like you're tanking. Mm. So get it out your system early.
Yeah.
You're home and host.
Get it home. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, round three. Showdown.
The showdown. Well, what number showdown? 52?
I don't know. 119. Yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting game, I think.
Do we swing the axe? Can we afford to swing the axe?
Yeah, I think we can afford to.
Right. Do we swing the axe? Does it actually happen?
Well...
Could we?
Do 2 weeks in a row.
And then what changes did we make, though? Only forced.
Obviously going to have to replace Parnell. But I do feel like we need...
If
his abductors come up.
Uh-huh.
But we need run. We need that run. We need overlap.
Okay, so who do you take out? Who do you put in? This is my question to you. Jones come in? He had a pretty good one.
Yeah, I think so. I'm surprised he wasn't our sub, but...
Does he become the sub for next week? I don't think he's an impact player. I prefer him to run into and play the game.
I still rate Jones.
Yeah, but I'd have him in the team. I'd have him in the team. I wouldn't... He's not a... burst.
No, he's not an impact player, but he's a role player. And I think as the team gets better, that's where Jones will thrive.
Yeah. So you got to play him in the starting 22.
Mm. I've got a question for you.
Yeah. You got to answer my question.
Do you think we're missing McHenry's mongrel?
Yes.
Because I like his run forward of the ball.
Yes. You know I love him, but whose spot would he take right now?
No, no one's because we've...
Because we're Rankin's getting games.
Rochelle's in.
We're getting pet games into Pedler.
Peds is in.
Berry.
And Peds will eventually move in that midfield mix.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. But as for the showdown,
Who are you bringing in? Come on, money where your mouth is. Look,
Miller, if he's fixed.
Yeah, I already got... That's easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
Make the tough Parnell. Call,
man. Himmelberg, I think Thilthorpe should get a full game.
Yes.
I think it's time.
Does Butts come back in?
I think it's time.
Does Butts come back in?
I don't know what they're looking for. What are they looking for with him?
I don't even know.
Did he play in the...
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't... See, Borlase,
can he debut against the pair?
You already got a Michael. You got a very young back line.
Very young.
Yeah.
But...
Muzza. If Butts... I think Butts was a bit
So
sore.
Who have Port got? Let's look at their forwards. Georgiades is inconsistent. Like, as it
Dixon.
Is, Kane Corns wants him to play behind the ball.
Dixon,
well, he's...
Off and on.
Off and on.
A Marshall.
You got Rioli.
Yep.
Fantasia.
Yep.
Marshall. Yeah, Marshall. So you'd put Murray to Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
You'd put.
Who's taking? Would Dudes take Dixon, or do you take Georgiades?
Georgiades, because Georgiades is a bit.
So you need Butts for someone like
Yeah, I think Butts has to come back in.
So who goes out?
Because
Burke didn't play.
No,
that terrible.
He didn't.
And he's starting to offer more around the ground. Like
Michael Annie has to stay in.
Oh God,
has to stay in.
Do you see what I mean? This is actually a tough call. I should have let you write out your whole list. Does Sloan stay in the side?
Oh, he's a bit kamikaze at the moment, isn't he?
His leadership's there though. We do have that void, but we got to stop being reliant on him and Tex.
And Tex.
Mm, Tex is still out there flaving the
floor. Does Fogarty get up with his knee?
No, like, you're looking questions. For no, no, no. If the team is as is, apart from Parnell,
it's got to be someone from the back line. For like, if you're looking at team balance, but our team selection's been a bit.
So who comes out? Come on. So if we want Butts in, who comes out for Butts? Because we've got Miller if fit. If Miller isn't fit,
well, we've who got comes one force for change Jones. because Jones.
If Miller isn't fit, Jones will come
Jones
in.
Yeah, Jones comes in.
Yep, then Jones. Yep.
And I like Jones's pressure.
Yep. So does Butts come in? I think we need him.
So maybe he just needs needed a week's rest or something.
Well, I think there was a part of that going on.
Does Strawn come in?
I don't think they'll make that big a call during a showdown, do you?
That's just another game, remember?
What's their ruck like?
Lysette and that...
I don't even know.
Bryn?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Don't know. Teakle?
Yeah, Bryn Teakle.
Okay. So, you still haven't given me nothing, Ant. Come on, I had this all built up for you.
Yeah, sorry, I got nothing. Because...
Well, everyone's calling for changes in everyone's head. So...
Oh, of course. Of course.
We've got to think team balance. I think Butts, if he's fit, comes back in.
Yeah, but who for who? This is the thing. Murray stays.
Yep. Dude stays.
Him or Berg?
See, what if you put Berg on the bench? Swapped him out.
Too tall. I think
we had Filthy on the bench.
I think we need running players for this.
Okay, can McHenry take anyone's role?
Spud?
Yeah, McHenry for Murphy, yep.
Or does Gallant come in?
Yeah, I'd have Gallant in.
I'd have Gallant. He kicked five against the pair in our home showdown last year.
Okay, so who's coming out there? There have to be Berg.
Berg?
Mm.
The only one I've got off the whiteboard is Berg right now because...
But he wasn't that horrendous.
No, but he was shocking the forward of the ball.
Yeah. Unless his marking is a bit soft. Unless you're going to play him down back. He did some good marks down back, though.
Down back he did, but not where we needed him in the front half.
So give Filthy a game?
Yeah, I give him a full game.
Okay.
So then it brings us back to our tactical sub. Is it Miller? He'd be a good tactical sub. He'd be handy.
I think he's one that needs to run out of game. Yeah. But depending on his fitness, yeah.
What about Brody Smith? Is he on the chopping block? Because he's been rusty. Just his disposal and rush kicking.
Same as everyone else.
Yep. Yeah, but he's a senior guy. He should take some responsibility.
Yep. Okay.
There needs to be some honest conversations there, actually.
Yep. No. Yeah. Okay. That's the player we've been searching, sifting through the ashes, looking for one. Is Bubba Smith the on the chopping block?
Mm.
Big question.
Big question.
Has he ever been dropped?
No, I don't think he has. Ever since he debuted under Neil Craig in 2011.
If he has been dropped, it's been very rare, few and far between.
It would have been in his early days, most definitely.
Or injured, obviously.
Yeah, well, when he did his ACL that year.
So
yeah.
Smith.
I'm thinking Smith. I think there could be two or three omissions, and there might be a surprising.
There could be, but I'm saying Smith will still play. It's a showdown, he'll play.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do like, you know, there's a guy called Hamill too. But I think with Hamill, I'm keeping him away for a bit because I want him to build up some strength.
Yeah, I was going to say the pair will just go straight for
his head. I just want him to build some strength up because they ragdoll him. Oh, I like him too. Oh, he's electric.
Yeah,
quick.
I love him.
Good with his feet. He's got a good turn of foot, Ali.
Oh, he's brought it back in. Small sample size of his foot.
He's got a good turn of foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. I think we might win.
Oh, he's putting it all on the line, people.
The last 2 weeks I haven't been confident.
Yes. Well?
Like, I rang you on yesterday before the game and I was a bit...
You said you felt good.
No, that was when I got to the ground, I was feeling okay. But okay. Going to the ground, I was a bit... remember?
That's standard protocol.
That was
protocol,
just anxiety, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Footy like, anxiety.
Haven't been to footy for a while. Getting back in there.
Yeah, no. It's
okay.
I think we
can do a couple changes.
Yeah, I think there'll be two forced changes.
Yeah, Parnell's definitely.
Parnell's one of them for and then another HIA. Player.
And then I think the tactical sub needs to be relooked at. Whether that's a Bubba Smith, could he be a tactical sub?
We're not exploiting that well. Yeah, he'd be a good tactical sub.
Because instead of Hinge.
I like Hinge.
Hinge on the ground. But anyway. That's our two cents. As you can hear, we're confused. So how are you feeling, Crows fans?
Yeah.
Are you confused as much as
we
are?
When you listen to our podcast, shoot us a message.
Yeah, just say,
give us a tweet.
What the hell?
Give us a nice tweet.
What the hell?
Please.
share, retweet, do all those things.
We like all the positive affirmation.
And you know what? And if you don't, that's okay too.
It's stuffed if you don't.
Anne takes it a little personally, but that's okay. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up.
I think we should.
Let's get into the showdown.
Yes.
Get the lowdown from the showdown.
I'm going to put my balls on the line.
Oh, here we go.
My testes.
Oh.
and say...
You put them in line to be in next year's AFL logo.
Absolutely.
Get them out there, Anne.
They're priced. I'm going to say...
Sideways, going sideways.
I'm going to say we win. I'm going to say we win by...
36 points.
18 points.
18, done. I just want a W. Get the W.
Yeah, we got to get the W.
Get
remember,
the W.
Crows fans, we're technically only... We've only had one
Jesus,
loss.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sticking to that. You know those things that the flies get stuck to?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're in a
I'm
mind trap.
I'm sticking onto that. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
That's just my way of... That's my way of getting myself in a good, positive... Mindset.
Well, that's good, Anthony.
Hashtag
well,
to Crows.
I hope you've been able to work through some of your anger with us, Crowies, and or
we're
frustration, not anger, frustration.
No, it's frustration, yeah. And it's.
You know what frustration is?
Remember.
No, you know what frustration is? Polite anger.
True.
Mm.
Remember, the sun has come up, I think, but it's been a cloudy day on this Sunday afternoon.
I think it just reflects the mood of Crows.
It does. It does.
But anyway.
But 38,000 at the game. It was not good enough. No, there was
not
one
for
of
first week.
No, but I think if we'd won against the Giants, it would have been a different story. I think we would have got 40 plus.
No, should have been there.
Yeah, we should. No excuse, huh?
Yep.
All that promise in the preseason.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the balloon was popped. It burst.
Small sample size.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, it's a good night for me.
And it's a good night from her.
A night, Crows fans.
Hashtag Two Crows Footy.
Yo!
Brought to you by Two Crows.